Today we're talking about why the INFJ gets away with more than most other types in most cases. So when you think of all the situations where you've gone overboard, where you thought you can take on something and you can get away with something and you couldn't, it probably wasn't something that was barely above what everybody else was doing. INFJs tend to go overboard because in so many cases they can. And they have learned that they can expand everything that seems possible to them, but maybe not to others. Like, this is something that we continuously learn throughout our life. It's something that we sort of gotten used to and something we rely on. It's become second nature. It's this thing we always call our intuition, and that INFJs are so right so often. So that's why INFJs go a little bit deeper when it comes to certain relationships. They really dare to go the extra mile. They dare to make people question their reality and really seek out deeper things in them and actually be able to create a great connection or things of that nature continuously, because very often we've seen that we can do it. But the point is, why is that possible? Can we go overboard? What do we learn from going overboard actually? And how are we going to use this to our advantage once we understand the basis of it? Before we get deeper into this though, remember to download the poster to the 5 pillars to an INFJ epic life. If you haven't done this so far, it's free. You can get it in the link in the description, and it shows you how you as an INFJ can take steps starting today to increase your reality, to increase your abundance, and just start living that INFJ epic life on your terms. If you want some more personalized help and you say, I'm now ready to take on my life and change something, transform it once and for all, then work with me privately. All the information you also find in the description. There was this quote I posted on my Instagram stories, and it seemed like it didn't resonate with a lot of people. I didn't get much feedback on it, and I believe that was because there wasn't much context to it. But this has actually everything to do with today's topic. It is about INFJ's reality. And the quote stated something like, reality is what you can get away with. And the point is this: we as INFJs, we create our reality starting from our imagination. And we do this probably more than most types. We have an image of, this is who we could be. This is how that other person could be. This is how our relationship could be. This is how I could be seen in the world. And it's something that seems so real to us, because for us, it's difficult to distinguish between what's in our mind and what is reality. So what is the difference here? Why are certain things like so easy for us to comprehend and they seem so real, but then when we apply them, we see that this is actually not the case? Like, things like this happen when we daydream about future scenarios, when we daydream about a relationship that could happen. And then you actually look at the facts and things are not really working out the way we want to. That's why I always say, we as INFJs, we have to look at externally observable facts, because the things that we're already great at, we're going to practice them. These are our intuitions. These are our visions. These are the way we communicate with people. These are things we're really, really good at. We know this is our strong side. And I still believe that we should rather focus on our strengths and use this to our advantage instead of looking at, oh, these are all my shortcomings and I just need to get better at them. And as long as they're there, as long as I have so many open issues, I'm never going to achieve what I want. I don't believe that. That's not my philosophy. That's not what I have learned through my own life experience. And it's also not what I've seen with so many INFJs that I've worked with privately, or that I've seen in bootcamp, or that I talk to over and over again. But it's still those certain situations where our imagination, our vision, we cannot get away with it. And that's when we really have a problem. That's when we feel like, oh, we're about to have a reality break. That's when we feel like there's cognitive dissonance. So what's going on in my mind cannot be made real in the real world. And this is the moment we have to pivot. This is the moment we have to realize that's a good thing that that happened. The fact that you realize that something is not working out the way you thought is actually a great way to tell you, okay, that's the next step to take. If you're not willing to go overboard, you will never find where your balance is. You'll never find where your limits are. And so we as INFJs, INFJs do get away with so much because we push the limits of what we think we can get away with. Our imagination, our vision, there are so many things to them that you might not see in the real world, as in the average person. There are things that we believe in, things that we want to make real, things that we think we can accomplish, where people have told us over and over again, I don't think so. And it's not even that they've only told us this, they've shown us through their behavior that they don't agree with this. They don't see that the world can work this way. They don't believe that they would be able to take on that mental challenge, for example. And I've experienced this many times in my life, and for the longest time, it was really hard for me to find meaning in it because I thought, this is so evident and I just have to prove to the other person that I'm right. Because of point A, point B, point C, all of these things could work out. This could be a win-win situation for both of us. Why don't you just see it? And I talk to a lot of INFJs who go through this over and over again in their head, and they also ask themselves, this is so evident. Why isn't that happening? And that's the moment when you ask yourself, well, what do I have to change here? Is it really that my reality doesn't really exist? Is it really that I have this idea and this vision and I'm just not gonna get away with it? And that's why it's not going to be reality. Well, it's actually a combination of those things, because what you recognize at that moment is that your vision doesn't have to end here. You realize that if that person cannot see my reality, that does not mean that I can't make it real. But what I, as an INFJ, have to learn is that I cannot base my reality on other people understanding it. And that's a huge difference. It's one thing if you say, I deserve to be in a position where I work my own schedule, where I do what I want, where I create a win-win situation for everybody that I work with. Or that you say, you know, I see myself being in a relationship with somebody who allows me to be myself, who sees everything that I get to offer, who gives me, you know, freedom to be myself, all of these things. But what I don't get to do is to say, this reality that I have is focused on that person. Because I cannot control if that person is going to see things how I'm going to see it. I'm also not in control if my former coworkers believe in my concepts, or that certain people who come across me will understand my vision. And when you get to this moment, something really interesting happens, because you have to make a choice. You have to say, okay, I need to change something, right? I see that the vision that I had, which was based on that person understanding me, having a future with that person, or these people believing in what I have to offer and they actually want to, you know, work with me or whatever it is, that's not happening. So what does that mean? Does that mean I have to give up on my dreams? Does that mean that I have to give up on my vision, that I'm not going to be able to get away with that reality? To a certain extent, yes. Because I was under the impression that my reality included that person understanding me. These people that might be potential clients, for example, would understand me. Now I know better. Now I know that my vision is something that I have to hold on to, and that I have to hold on to no matter what the people around me think about it. See, that's a different thing than saying, okay, I'm not open to constructive criticism. I'm not open to getting new ideas in. But you still get to decide, do I rather want to choose the road less traveled and be in full integrity with who I want to be? You know, we've talked about this in the Lone Wolf video, but still knowing that I am daring to share my vision. I am going out and saying, this is who I am. This is what I believe in. And I'm willing for others to see this part of me. I'm willing to say, this is the reality that I choose. And yes, I'm getting away with it because I rather be alone. I rather go my own way than to adapt to whatever you want to do. And because I'm willing to make that choice and I've stuck to this reality, I then go out and share it with more people so people actually get to connect with it. There's no way somebody of us can have this vision that nobody can connect with, that nobody can understand. But it's probably not the same people that you used to be around all the time. It's probably not about those five people. It's probably not about that one person. It's probably somebody completely different, a completely different part of society, and you might might not even be aware of it because you haven't made that choice for yourself that this is the reality that you choose. And because you're willing to give up being part of something that doesn't see you the way you want to be seen, that doesn't accept you the way you want to be seen, you're willing to make that sacrifice by saying, that's my reality, that's what I get away with, and I'm choosing that, and that gives me strength. That will automatically get you closer around people who actually do believe you. I honestly believe you don't have to be alone in this life. You don't have to say, oh, I choose to be by myself. You know, that's what the internet is for. Like, we can connect with each other on levels that you might not be able to connect with your neighbors or people at your work just because you have access to more people. And we as INFJs, the way our mind is set up, we like to push the envelope. We like to see how far we can get away with our realities. And because of that, so many of us have learned so many lessons. It has given us new information that allows us to create like a better mind map that helps us to get to the next level. I know that the way I see my reality now is completely different than the one I saw 10 years ago. And I still know people from 10 years back. And, you know, in some ways, we cannot connect anymore because I'm not the same person. They might have stayed similar to that situation and they don't understand how I cannot connect with them again, but I'm somebody different. I've just experienced so many things that have changed my reality because I've pushed myself. I've pushed the envelope on what I can get away with. That is something that I see with INFJs over and over again. And you can either look at it as something that continuously brings you rejection, or you can look at it as something that continuously brings you new information. Success is going from failure to failure without the loss of enthusiasm. And this is not like just a nice talk. It's not like you're continuously failing and you're continuously just barely surviving and you're just telling yourself that everything is good. If you take the lessons from this, if you understand, okay, it was wrong of me to think that my reality only exists if that person believes in them, or the way I see like this great image of how I could experience life is based on if that group really understands what I'm about. If they don't understand it, that doesn't make it less valuable. I just need to talk to more people. I just need to find the right people. I'm not going to give up. That is a completely different approach. And you see with every person who's succeeded in any kind of field in their life, it could be, you know, Olympians, and it can be people who are artists, and whatever it is, that they have experienced rejection so much more often than other people have even tried. And for us INFJs, it really comes to how far are you pushing your reality? How much are you willing to test out how much your way of seeing the world is the most important thing to you? Because if you continuously choose this, you actually see, okay, there are parts that I have to give up. There are parts of, you know, I projected things onto other people that weren't meant to be projected. But the overall understanding of how I want to feel, how I want to be seen by the world, just because that's how I show up, and everybody who doesn't see me this way just isn't part of my reality. I like to look at myself as somebody who's strong, as somebody who's bold, as somebody who goes after their dreams. And if there are people that somehow come in contact with me who think I'm, let's say, lazy, weak, or whatever it is, something that it just has nothing to do with my reality, guess what? We don't have a connection. They don't have any way of understanding me. I don't have any way of understanding them. And we just go our separate ways without even realizing that. Of course, if there are parts of you who, you know, question, am I maybe weak or am I maybe lazy? And I'm not saying I don't have these parts in me. I believe we all have, you know, some kind of, you know, fears. You're going to have some kind of connection with that person and you're going to feed off of that negative feedback. But, you know, most of the time, every single time you allow yourself to push yourself and to get yourself into, you know, this discomfort level, but that still doesn't overwhelm you, you create like magic. And that's where the INFJ epic life really happens. It happens out of your comfort zone. It happens when you say, I'm going to get away with my reality. That's the thing that's the biggest fun. That's the thing that really makes you feel like, okay, there's like, you know, power behind this. There is energy behind this. And these are the things we create over and over again in bootcamp. These are the things we create when we work on one-on-one even stronger because we can go that deeply into your story. And, you know, there are certain things that will help you to get to this level, starting with, you know, the five pillars. That's why I'm always saying download the poster. It's for free. You know, you can start with it today. Those small steps will already make a difference for you because they're really tailored to being INFJs. So if you want more help, you know where to find me. You have all the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, watch the video on if the INFJ is meant to be a lone wolf. It has a lot to do with today's topic. Okay, see you next time. Bye.